These are the Keshi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Keshi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
Hey, everybody. It's time for another edition of the Keshi Tapes. I'm John Hewlett and...
Favaz here. Hi, U-Man.
This one goes back to 1991 and includes somebody who we've covered before, but this interview is in-depth, and it goes for a long time. He was actually in the studio back in 91 with myself and my partner on the morning show at Keshi 95 back then, Smash. Yep. Alice Cooper comes
in. Alice Cooper, yeah. Who was just here in town last week as we record this.
And you might have been the board operator.
I could have been. We looked at the date. It was September. I remember I told the boss back in August of 91 that I just couldn't do it anymore because I would do the morning show, then I would go to my day job. Mm-hmm. So I think I was there because I remember Alice being in the studio at one point. But who knows? I mean, the little that we've listened to, it sounds great, and he talks a lot about really cool stuff.
Yeah, a lot of things. Well, we'll find out. Maybe your memory will be shocked into existence here when you pick up on something that he says or whatever.
Right.
Now, having said all this,
yes,
there could be one major screw-up at the end of this interview.
Which was?
And that is, and possibly you did it, when the tape ran out, the cassette tape ran out, it was being used for this interview. Somebody didn't flip it over and record the rest of the interview on the other side.
Could have been me. So 28 years later, you want to blame me. And
now,
you know what? That'll be okay, John.
Now, I've looked around the house and around the station here for what could be the continuation of this interview with Alice Cooper. I can't find it anywhere. So it may have to end halfway through the interview.
I wish you could find it. I really do.
I've tried.
Maybe you'll find it next year.
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
And we'll do an addendum somewhere down the line. But watch out for that at the end of this as well. So so here we go. This is Alice Cooper, 1991, September.
Alice Cooper in the studio with us here.
Hey, Smash. Everybody asked me how I got my name.
Yes.
How'd you get your name?
In the early days of radio.
So it starts off with Alice interviewing us.
I like that part.
Didn't even get a question in yet.
You had to have a pseudonym. My real name is Asher Ben Ruby. Too difficult for people to deal with in the early days. And so I came up with the name Adam, A-D-A-M, Smasher. And as I matured, thus the name changed.
Smash, yeah, like Sting.
Yeah.
His name was Sting, what was it? Adam
Gordon
Stinger.
Stinger. Adam Stinger. Okay, fine. Alice Cooper in the studio. This is awesome, isn't it?
You got your name in the early days of radio. Marconi tried to talk him out of that.
We're looking forward to you on top of the Sound Warehouse at Chippewa and Hampton at 7 p.m. tonight. You're going to have the band on the roof.
If anybody can draw lightning,
really. This is going to be
something. We don't do in-stores. We do on-stores.
Wait a minute. Was this on the roof? Yes, this was on the roof.
I don't remember this.
That was the same day I played golf with Alice Cooper.
Oh, it was. It was the same day. Oh, that was when he had to go. Yeah.
Wait.
Because you kept saying that he had to go to Peaches, but it wasn't. Wow, how funny. So you played golf with him that day, and you got in the car accident.
No, it had to be the next day. It had to be the next day. He did the show that night, and then the next day. No. Oh, no, I'm remembering this wrong then.
Hmm.
Because it was the same time period.
I don't know. I wasn't there.
We have here on our card that you guys are going to be playing about three or four songs off the new album. You going to be doing any classic albums?
Oh, no, we'll do some classic stuff tonight.
Oh,
yeah,
we're
going to do Hey Stupid tonight, and we'll do, Under My Wheels and things like that.
Oh, this is going to be great
tonight. It'll be fun, yeah. We got tired. Every time we get to a city and, I have to go in and sign autographs, well, that's great to do that. But, I think they want to see you perform.
Oh, yes.
Why not go up and bring the whole thing up and do four or five songs?
This is going to be something. And I don't know whether you know this, U-Man or Favaz. The big...
Hey, you were there!
I was there.
All right.
That serpent that you used to use early on in your act is now working with Jake the Snake Roberts in the WWF. Is that true, sir?
No, it's not true.
Oh, it's not true.
It's not true. No.
I thought...
Jake the Snake has a cobra now.
Oh, he does?
Yes.
See, I didn't know that.
His snake, Damien, was really a mean snake.
Yeah?
That was a mean snake.
Yeah.
And when we did the...
To me, all snakes are mean, but
And they poop on you.
they do.
The last snake that I held in my hand pooped on me.
Oh, you're kidding me.
And I will never hold another snake.
Where does
again.
It come out of?
It comes out of the...
Where is the...
Where's their rectum?
Yeah.
It's toward the end of the body of the snake.
Yeah.
And I remember I was at a friend of ours, Tim Shine, had a friend who had a snake. And we were drinking and stuff. And he pulled the snake out. And I held it. And it pooped all over me.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'll never do it again.
Yeah. What does their poop look like?
It was white. I remember.
Was it really?
I remember.
Just
it was
like white paste.
It was gross. Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. Yeah. My little ones asked me about it. You know, I'm just like, no, I will not hold a snake because he pooped on me.
Yeah, I don't want to hold him either.
This thing at WrestleMania at Silverdome, 92,000 people.
That was something.
That
I remember that.
And I'm good with snakes.
Yeah.
You know, I have one of my own.
I know.
And I usually carry it with me.
Right.
In fact, it's connected.
Yeah.
But
hey!
Will you have the snake with you tonight on top of the store?
No, I don't
no.
think so.
No.
So snake's you're going on vacation. In. It goes to a little snake holiday inn.
Snake holiday?
It sits around the pool with right. snake sunglasses
That neighborhood you're going into is a nice, quiet, quaint neighborhood. So
it's
for a rude awakening.
That's what we're trying to do is we're trying not to go to the obvious places. We're going to the places where they really need us.
Right on.
The retirement homes.
Yeah, I tell you what, you got some folks there. You're going to blast them out. This is going to be magnificent. Alice Cooper is in the studio with us here, and Alice, I guess you have no problem talking with the fans if they want to call.
Hey, if they want to call, I'm here.
Oh, I love phone calls.
Yeah, it's funny stuff. Yeah.
Okay, we got a guy on the line right now. Fire away. You're on with Alice Cooper.
Well, that early in the interview, we didn't even get our questions in yet.
Had them ready.
Alice.
Yes.
I think you're the greatest showman around.
Thank you.
I got a question. How did you pull off that on your tour from the inside?
Yes.
When you took that beer bottle, busted it?
Yes.
And jammed it into your arm. I had a set of binoculars on, and it looked real, like you really cut your arm up. How did you do that?
Well, actually, I did. I used to slash myself to pieces every night. And
really?
No.
Everything he says sounds like he means it.
I know.
It's a matter of, it's just rehearsal. It's something you do a lot, and you're right, that did look very very close, you know. The guillotine, if you just see the guillotine and stop it on video, I don't care if you stop it frame for frame, you cannot tell that my head doesn't come off.
I remember that.
And
I remember.
It's because what you have to do is, like, you have to get... when I was an alcoholic, I used to have the safety device held up a lot higher.
Uh-huh.
Now I have it down where it misses me by about 3 inches.
Holy.
And it's a 40-pound blade.
969-1111, 1-800-842-KSA.
That is scary.
That is, because stuff malfunctions.
Absolutely.
You know? Oh, my God.
That is the latest from Alice Cooper. You got him right here in the studio on KC95. And let me ask you, Alice Cooper, is that a message song?
Did you take it personally when I...
No, of course not.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was one of those things where that song came up. It was an anthem song. It was a summer big, you know, school's out kind of thing. And I didn't want to waste it on here she comes down the street with her tight skirt and her high heels.
Yes.
You know, we can write lyrics like that all day. But it seemed to me like that was one area where Alice may have something to say as far as teenage suicides, you know.
Right.
Not necessarily don't have fun, don't party. It's just saying don't kill yourself, you know.
Exactly.
And, yeah, rock and roll is a party, not a funeral.
Right.
You know, I'm tired of this death rock stuff.
And it hasn't let up.
No, it really
stopped.
Hasn't. No.
We had, two of them in the last few years, you know, of Chris Cornell.
Chester Bennington.
Yes, Chester Bennington.
Right after, who loved Chris Cornell.
Yeah.
Kind of followed him.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes,
we're on the phone with Alice Cooper. Go ahead. You're on.
Yeah, how you doing, Alice?
How you doing?
Hey, last time you were in St. Louis, you were at the Omni.
Yes.
And,
the Omni.
I was down there with a bunch of guys. You signed a bunch of pictures for me.
Yeah, what is
the Omni? What the hell's the Omni?
I don't know.
You don't remember that.
The Omni Theater.
Omni Theater.
I remember it now that this guy says it, but I don't...
I have no idea what that is.
What did they call the Omni? Well.
Right. Yes.
Remember the one with the guillotine.
Yes.
I'm going to bring some more pictures down there tonight.
Okay, great. I'll
Don't threaten him. Don't threaten him.
I'll sign him.
I got a couple more I want to give you, too.
Okay, thank you very much.
All righty.
Okay.
Alice was like, okay, sure. Get him off.
Next.
Yeah.
Never saw those pictures, I guarantee it.
It's the river. You're on the Illinois side. Alice Cooper's here at Casey. Go ahead.
Hang
You're on with Alice Cooper. Go ahead.
Yeah, what's up, Alice?
How you doing?
Oh, not too bad.
You know, and you're playing golf with Alice, and he doesn't hit the ball quite hard enough to get it to the hole. And you say, nice putt, Alice, which is what,
yes,
course,
what you say to one another.
Yeah, what you say to any guy who leaves his putt short. That was weird that day.
Yeah. We're having a concert tonight.
Yeah, we're going to do a little mini concert on top of a roof.
Oh, yeah? How much did that cost down there?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
It's down on Chippewa?
Chippewa and Hampton, Sound Warehouse right on the roof. 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock?
Yeah.
All right, man, I'll be there.
Okay. Bring all your closest soulmates.
All my closest
soulmates. Oh, I mean your friends. All right, you're out with Alice Cooper here.
All the criminals, you know.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a few questions for Alice. I'm a fan of way back from his outrageous performances, and I would like to know if he was going to perform any of them on top of the Sound Warehouse.
You know, I never know what I'm going to do up there. I'm sure something's going to happen because I can't just, you know, do the songs. You know, you never know what's going to happen.
Oh, I don't know about that. That whole thing
had all
to be planned
out. Yeah, absolutely. He's just bullshitting there.
My son, he recognizes your song on Jason 7, I think.
Six.
Teenage Frankenstein.
Right.
Is that going to be one of them that you're going to sing?
No, but we are going to do some stuff from some of the oldies and some of the new stuff.
Okay, you're
going to
be giving out any autographs.
Yeah.
Some of the oldies, some of the new stuff.
No. She's ain't going to be giving out any autographs. I mean, she just...
Oh, yeah.
She wants... This is all just for her.
Yeah.
You know.
But, I mean, his generic answer, hey, we're going to do some of the oldies and some of the new stuff. I mean, how often do you give that opinion of everything?
Right.
Yeah, because my son's
going to
be waiting.
All right, how old's your son?
43. He's only 11.
11, okay.
He said 43.
My name's Tammy, and my son's Curtis, and... Me and him are the same music group.
All right, Tammy, that's great.
Okay, well...
That just shows he's really advanced, or you're going backwards.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
We got Alice Cooper in the studio here, and I don't know. I must have read this a long time ago, but how'd you get the name Alice?
Well, my name actually used to be Adam Smasher. When did I hear that?
I'm sorry, I even brought that up.
No, my name actually was Alice Cooper Mellencamp.
Oh, is that so back to the early days of radio?
Yes, it did.
Okay. Marconi. Listen, when we come back, it'll be $380 on the elevator from hell without.
And now it's. I'm for
the
another
elevator
ride
from hell.
The elevator.
That was a good game.
Oh, loved it.
All right. You're on KC95, and we have $380 up for grabs. That's that many times that people have not.
We're playing the elevator from hell in the middle of an interview with Alice Cooper, and he's just sitting around just well, we'll see if he participates in it. It might be fun.
I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah.
Have not won on elevator, and this week all participants are going to receive a copy of The Big Slice on home video cassette. That's courtesy of Academy Entertainment and National Video. And you got that just for jumping in here, but you got $380 up for grabs. Let's go to line one. And Mary, you're a housewife?
Yeah.
All right. Mary, you know what the story is. Title of the song, name of the artist. If you can give this to us correctly after a 10-second moment to think, you indeed are $380 richer. Are you ready, young woman?
I'm going to give it a go.
All right, here we go. Listen and identify.
See who gets it first.
The beautiful sounds of the Bastardizers.
Bastardizers. Dude, I know it. Oh, my goodness.
I know it.
Something for summer?
I think we just gave you $380, didn't we?
Yeah,
Alice Cooper song. School's out. Oh, my God.
There, young woman, the crowd going berserk.
I tried to get through every morning. This is great.
Congratulations to you, young Mary. What is your last name? Are you allowed to give us that?
Yeah, Garrett.
Hey, Mary, congratulations. $380.
Thank you.
And a copy. Forget the money. You got the big slice.
Yeah.
Whatever that is. I know we got all our winners this week. We get the big slice. But $380, hold on.
Thanks.
And before you leave us here and we get all your information, would you like to have Alice Cooper sing this especially to you?
Sure, yeah.
All right. You ready? Monsieur Coupier, if you would please.
School's out for
summer. Hey, yeah. We have any married couples out there? School's out forever. Any newlyweds? Stand up. That's all I can sing. I'll get nauseous. Please. That's my favorite. We won't be doing this version tonight, believe me.
Alice Cooper's with KC 95 tonight on top of the roof at Sound Warehouse at Hampton and Chippewa. Mary, hold on. We'll make your arrangements.
All right, thanks.
And, hey, you want to talk to Alice Cooper? Our phone lines are open. 969-1111, 1-800-842-KC.
Cool was it for him to participate in that?
I know. And he sang that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Part. That's just crazy.
You know, it's getting more and more difficult to have artists even do interviews anymore.
Well, especially coming in the morning, too.
Yeah.
Like he did. That was just really, really cool of him.
Yeah.
I guess he's used to getting up early because he plays golf.
Well, that's true.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah. He came in and he was ready to go, man.
Yeah.
As you remember, you were there as well as I was. And just remember him being, just happy to be there.
I'll tell my story of my remembrance of that day that I told you yesterday.
Okay.
Remember?
Real Rock Radio, KC95. There's Van Halen. Just before that, of course, Alice Cooper. And Alice Cooper and the band are going to be on. It's not an in-store. It's on-store.
On-store.
It's on-store. And Alice, you've been doing this around the country. And I guess I was listening. I got a tape of Mark and Brian in L.A. And I guess that was very large. Miami, you were saying, was 100,000 people there?
Yeah, sure.
Wow.
We're expecting St. Louis to be pretty nuts.
This will be nuts
here. This is a rock and roll town here.
Yes, and that's at Sound Warehouse at Hampton and Chippewa, 7 o'clock tonight. And you're going to be doing some stuff off the new Hey Stupid album and some classic Alice Cooper also.
And classic stuff. And, the thing about it, the first time we did it was in Toronto, and it would, stop traffic. It was at noon and on Yonge Street, and it was the cops were...
Uh-huh.
Half of them were shaking their fists at him. The other half were going, hey, Alice, how are you doing?
Yeah.
We got a fax from a guy who's been faxing us stuff here.
Yeah.
Concerning Alice Cooper for a few days now. It's Steve B. from Air Components Incorporated. And Steve wants to know when you're going to play a concert here, a full-blown concert here.
Probably around April, spring.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. We've got to do, we're going to Europe next for 2 months, then South America. Australia, Japan, Canada, and then back to the States.
Boy, I tell you what, Europe and Japan especially is like opened up a phenomenal market for rocking and
rolling
people
over there.
They go nuts for rock and rollers over there,
great.
Don't they?
It's great, and you always feel so tall over there.
Yeah, right. Let me ask you real quick. I remember the first time I saw you was at a nightclub in Cincinnati down the street from a nightclub. My band
Ludlow's
was playing.
Ludlow's Garage.
That's it.
That's right.
That's it. It was right down the street from a place called Reflections.
Yeah.
We were playing Reflections. You guys were down at the garage. I remember that. And I remember those days when you first came on and you had the makeup and you had the outlandishness that you had, and your name was Alice,
yes.
All right? You must have caught some grief about having a girl's name and you're a man and people were calling you, this guy's queer and all this stuff. How'd you deal with that stuff back then?
You know, we said, yeah, so are you going to fight us?
Uh-huh.
You know, and everybody in the band was like, we're dangerous people.
Yeah.
You know, everybody, we're a very dangerous band. Actually, we had, lots of bruises from 10-foot poles. people didn't want to get really that close. We could walk into the toughest bar in town, with hair down to your waist and makeup smeared on and, and walk in and nobody's going to bother you.
Yeah.
Because they figure this guy knows something.
That
we had no problems. We never used to get in any problems at all because people were really terrified of us. Bikers used to, part. We could, part the bikers like Moses,
Isn't that
something?
Because
they didn't want to be near us.
Isn't that something?
Aliens.
Alice Cooper's in the studio with us here at 8:30. If you want to talk to him, our phone lines are open, 969-1111. All right, you're on with Alice Cooper here at KC95. And real quick, we're going to go into the newest release from Hey Stupid, which is?
Love's a Loaded Gun.
All right, we'll get that in a second. But let's go to the phone lines. You're on KC. Go ahead.
You mentioned that you were an alcoholic. What has changed, since then,
Good question.
In the way, you approach music? Seems like when I get tanked, I can really, pull something from the inner soul and really drive hard. And, do you miss some of that?
Shouldn't drink and drive. No, I don't miss that at all. I was carrying around about a 900-pound bottle of VO with me at all times. And, no, I get up on stage now, and it's a whole different Alice. I mean, it's an Alice with some energy this time.
Huh.
And so you're going to be seeing,
This guy's puzzled. What do you mean? Yeah. Alcohol is supposed to make you.
Yeah. I wanted to see you drunk, Alice.
Yeah. Huh. Well, never figured of being sober might be a better way to do this job.
Have you ever seen, though, a video of Alice in the old days when he's performing, especially like over in London, the old gray whistle test? Because I have that. I mean, he looks out of it, man. Yeah. Just not I don't want to say lethargic, but close to it.
Yeah.
But that's what he was just talking about.
Yeah, kind of stumbling around the stage and just,
Much of a sloppy, sort of a victimized Alice. It's much more of a sadistic, aggressive Alice.
Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. You're on with Alice Cooper. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alice, how you doing?
Okay, great.
I'd like to know if you remember a lady from St. Louis. Her name was Deborah Kraft.
Deborah Kraft.
Yes, we've got...
Uh-oh. Watch out.
Let's say this first to people that are hearing this, and if you ever get to talk to a rock star, don't ask them questions like this because they don't remember.
Yeah.
And if they do remember, or if they say yes, they're lying.
Yes.
Okay. See
pictures
what
else. Pictures over with you, and pictures over putting the makeup on your old band from back in the
day. I was going to say, do I have to buy those pictures or what?
KC95, real rock.
KC95 with Alice Cooper. More off that great Hey Stupid album. You'll be hearing that tonight at 7 o'clock. Invite you on over to the Sound Warehouse. It's an on-store appearance. A lot of rock artists will come in with KC and do in-store appearances on the store. Alice Cooper and his band, that's Hampton and Chippewa, 7 o'clock. Love is a Loaded Gun. And Alice, that's kicking ass tune.
We just did the video for that in L.A., and it was two all-night shoots downtown L.A., in Skid Row.
Oh, really?
And it was the war zone, the jungle zone.
No
there were
kidding.
Two or three felony arrests during the video.
Oh, really?
On film.
Uh-huh.
You know, where people were running, you know, and the police had to grab them. I mean, and they thought that the cop cars that were part of the video were after them. And, I mean, you see the police arresting these guys and knocking them down. And then there's one lady came out with a bloody nose.
Really?
Out of the apartment, you know, just out of nowhere. Shooting down the middle of the...
He's a showman. You believe him?
It's tough to say.
I know.
It really is, because I don't know that I believe it.
Old hotel. And this lady comes out, and her nose is bleeding, and this guy comes out chasing her.
So when we see
arrest him.
When we see the video to Love is a Loaded Gun, these are not actors.
These are not. A lot of it's not acting. Yeah. I mean, because some of it really was happening. We had to stop the shoot three or four times for that. I was at one shot 6 in the morning in an alley where they were like, they couldn't catch the rats. They were so big.
Really?
With rat traps, so they would pour glue.
Oh, come on.
In the corners, and they were like rat skeletons where they had stopped and got stuck there, and they just rotted away.
Oh, really?
And they were throwing bottles.
I don't believe that one.
He's that's his thing, man. People got to realize that. His shtick. His shtick is to over-embellish, try to create this this wild-ass vision of what could have been going on.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff.
And he does it all the time.
Yeah, he's good at it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oops, 20 stories up and just exploding.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was great.
Huh.
You can't get special effects.
Smash ain't buying it either.
He's like, no kidding.
No kidding.
You thought Terminator 2 was good? This is special effects. I'm talking, you know.
All right. By the way, if you're coming out tonight to Sound Warehouse out there at Hampton and Chippewa, 7 o'clock, tonight, I believe, is for about an hour. Am I thinking correct? Yeah. For an hour, you'll be able to get Hey Stupid on album, CD, or cassette for only 95 cents.
Absolutely.
While supplies
last. Stupidest price. I said, if we're going to do this, I want a stupid price.
Yeah. Why, we're practically giving it away.
There you go. We figured stupid is stupid. Not $4, $3, $2,
98
cents.
95 cents. 95 cents. Same thing. That's right.
You got the wrong price. What city am I in?
Let me ask you this. You are from the days when you had to sell an album, you had to sell your music by going and playing the clubs, going and playing the concerts. Now they got that MTV. You are how old, Alice Cooper?
43.
43 years old. You've seen it all, more or less.
Well, the thing is like the only thing about it is like, you know, a lot of bands out now, they learn how to do videos first.
Uh-huh.
before they learn how to play in front of an audience.
If you came to see Alice Cooper, you were a video before videos. That was the whole stage.
That was
thing
it, and
you
know, and so I mean, it was like the kind of thing where I believe an audience a band should learn how to play an audience before they learn how to do videos, because videos are very easy to do. I mean, you have a great director and a great lighting guy, and you can make anybody look good. Mm-hmm. The proof is in front of an audience.
Right.
And so I mean, but I love video. I love doing video. It's just to us, it's another layer of the icing on the cake. You know, it's fun for us, but we'll always be a live band. I mean, that's always will be our forte.
Right. You, man.
Imitation has haunted you throughout your
career.
The Nelsons drive me nuts. everything they do. You know.
But I mean, over the years, has anybody who has sort of ripped you off over the years, has anybody ever really pissed you off?
Only one band, Wasp.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Only
remember
because
Wasp?
Of the fact that it was just so blatant. I don't mind anybody
what was
doing
his name? Blackie, wasn't it?
Right, Blackie Lawless. I never minded, you know, people like borrowing and sort of like enhancing it and taking another way, a Kiss, you know. I mean, we opened the door to theatrics and we said, well, okay, now it's open now. Everybody start doing this. And Kiss took it a certain direction, you know. But they would talk about it in the press and they would say, well, you know, Alice started us, you know, pretty much out. And Motley Crue would give us a certain amount of due. You know, I'm not even looking for it. Mm-hmm. But it was nice that they would, you know, cop to it. Whereas, you know, it was like, Wasp was going, gee, never heard of Alice.
Oh, really?
You know, and you sit there, they're doing exactly the stage
show. Come on, Greta Van Fleet.
You know, I would actually really...
never heard of Led Zeppelin. We don't sound like them.
You don't really want to start a war with Alice, because I can be just nasty on them.
Did you ever say anything to them?
I never met them.
Oh, really?
I mean, I never really met
them. I don't
even
know what happened to Blackie Lawless. You never hear. I don't even hear about Wasp that much anymore.
Didn't he marry Lita Ford or somebody like that?
Blackie Lawless married
that was
Lita
me.
Ford?
Somebody?
Yeah.
No.
Was that you?
Yeah, that was me. I said, did he marry Lita Ford?
Oh,
which he may have.
Oh. Chris Holmes married
Lita
Ford.
In the band, huh?
Lawless, Hoffa, it was something like that. I think it's the other ends of the goalpost or something.
But one more question here, and Alice is going to be with us for about 20 more minutes, and our phone lines are open at 969-1111, 1-800-842-KSHE, as we prepare for 7 o'clock tonight out at Sound Warehouse at Hampton and Chippewa. I may be wrong, but I'm thinking you're friends with Axl Rose, if you are or if you aren't.
Yeah, we're pals.
What do you think about happened here at St. Louis?
Well, you know, I mean, Axl's in a position
at Riverport
where he's sort of rewriting his own rules, you know, the rules of rock and roll. And when I was in that position, I did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think rock and roll's got to remain a certain amount, you know, it's got to have a certain rebellion to it in order for it to be rock and roll. And Axl, the only difference between Axl and the audience is the stage.
I wonder if Alice thinks rock and roll is dead. You know, we've heard Gene Simmons say that.
Yeah, I don't know.
It'd be interesting to hear what he thinks now. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm digging what he's saying about Axl, because this the Riverport riot only happened a couple months before this interview.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of things you get to him, and he goes off. But, I mean, that's just because that's the way he is. And I think that he's real. I don't think that he puts any of this on. He's just a real guy. And, I'm on their new album.
Yeah,
you know, I'm on the new. I sing a song with Axl, and we've worked.
Oh, there it is. So there's the ending, and there's nothing on the other side of the tape.
Blame me, John. I just know you want to blame me.
Well,
I can see
it
in your face.
You were a rookie back then. We're gonna just chalk it up to that inexperience.
I really do wish we had the rest of it, and maybe I didn't flip it over. Who knows? But you know, he was talking about Axl, and we just had Slash play on the stage where it happened. And I know you left early from the Pig Roast for the Cardinals, but Slash made one reference to the riot.
Oh, he did.
He did.
What'd he say?
He said something to the effect of, "It's been a long time since I've been on this stage, and either you know about it or you don't." You know, basically, that's what he said. But, you know, and here, you know, Alice Cooper was talking about Axl and kind of defending him in there. And I'm just like, how can you defend the guy? There's no way, you know, that you can defend what he did in 1991. I don't get it.
I don't either. And he seems like he's also defending just how Axl had just behaved in general, like going on stage really late and things like that, and that behavior, which surprises me coming from the ultimate professional,
right.
Alice Cooper.
Right.
Now, I guess Alice also remembers his days back when he was young and messed up and doing some crazy stuff, too. So I guess, you know, he's kind of showing some sympathy in that regard. But, yeah, the fact that he's out there defending Axl Rose's behavior is surprising to me.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, and who knows? Maybe the interview was about to end. You know, maybe we didn't miss all that much. But he was really in a key there talking
Thank
about
you very much.
Trying to make you feel good, too. Because I, you know what, because I also have screwed up in the past. So I'm trying to cover for you the way Alice Cooper's covering for Axel.
I could see not turning the tape over because, you know, I'm excited. There's Alice Cooper with you and Smash. And I'm into the interview, too. And you hear me for just a bit on that thing. And, you know, I forgot to turn it over.
And there was no way to really tell when it ended.
Right.
You know, you couldn't see it. The machine was down underneath.
Right.
And you're looking at us and watching the interview and interested. So I'm cutting you some slack there again,
Thank
dude.
You, John. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye. I'm a good partner.
All right.
And you're a good partner for Voss.
Thanks, Johnny.
Love you, brother.
All right. AMF.
AMF. Adios, my friend. You don't kiss.
Let me pucker up. Let me pucker up. Mwah.
Oh, that's a nice kiss.
The KC Tapes with you, man, and Favaz. For more on the history of KC, go to KC95.com or the KC mobile app.